part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skiz.
And this is episode ad hoc holiday end of year whatever. Did I get that right?
You got that exactly right.
That's what we rehearsed, right?
Sure, we
All
always
right.
rehearse.
Jizz and Skiz. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skiz. All right, John, we're putting a close to 2006.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, 2006. Put the close. Let's see. 81 minus 30.
It's
I'm doing math. That's probably not
times
good.
20
good to do on.
Equals 472 minus 37.
By my calculations, John, we've done 49 podcasts this year.
No way.
And a couple of ad hoc ones.
Way.
What will 2007 bring?
No way. That was kind of loud, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
No way.
Way.
Whoa.
If you look back on 2006, from TTN's perspective anyway, just think of some of the guests we've had.
No way,
John,
dude.
Just think of some of the guests.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
We've had special ed.
I'm trying to be Paul Bryant.
We've had Professor Tom.
I don't even know who Paul Bryant is.
We've had the Papooch. We've had Spike. We've had Rick.
Yeah, right.
And Dr. George. We've had Zach.
Right.
My lovely wife. Stefan.
No doubt, Scott.
Stefan C.
Stefan C. Right.
The Word Whore. Paulie B.
Right.
And the proper Mrs. Edwards. It's been a banner year for TTN and guests.
Yeah.
Am I
forgetting
anybody? Am I leaving anybody off the list?
Professor Tom.
Professor Tom? Didn't I say Professor Tom?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did.
I'm
I think
not
you were
listening.
Busy with your Paul Bryan
Shut
thing.
Up. Shut up. Yeah.
Oh, how can I forget?
On your ass.
We've had God.
That's right.
We've had Satan.
That's right.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
We've had Alfie,
Alfie the Elf. Word Whore.
Mention the Word Whore, yeah. And of course, our own Phil McCracken Whitcomb comes in every week to give the news.
I just blew snot out of my nose right on the mic, and then I touched it with my lips.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose.
Oh, we had Stephen Hawking was in. Stephen Hawking was a guest.
Right. Stephen Hawking was
I really
a guest.
Should have done my research before.
You should have. Yes. We didn't know we were going to do this. All
Are
right,
you okay, man.
Man? No, I'm
what's
not.
Wrong?
I haven't been able to smoke pot in years.
In years?
And I need to.
And it's finally coming to a...
Yeah, I've had this cold or something. I think I'm really under a lot of stress.
I've had a cough. I can't get rid of this cough.
Me either. What's up with that?
I don't know.
We got a gig coming up.
We have two gigs coming up.
Two gigs, probably 20.
Oh, I talked to Rick today. He said, how do you feel about South Bend, Indiana?
What?
I said,
For
I,
what?
I feel great about it. Why? Because he's going to hook us up. Somebody he knows may hook us up.
Oh, what a bar mitzvah.
And I said, wait a minute. Not like a every week kind of a thing. Like a one-time field trip kind of a thing, right? And he said, yeah. One-time type field trip thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One time.
So then we got January 13th at the Beacon Tap. We got January 27th at a place called Eddie's.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
How were your holidays?
It was great, man. You know, it's such a bummer, though. You know, you have the holidays and then it's over. It's such a bummer.
It's kind of like
you build it up and
the end of Star Wars when such a great story and then they live with Ewoks.
Yeah. Right, right. Oh, what did I had a story? I had a story.
A story?
Oh, yeah. So, you ever do grab bag?
No. I have, yeah, in the past. Not this year.
Yeah, we did the grab bag. We've been doing it lately the past, like, 3 years.
With the family?
Yeah, there's so many people. And we used to get presents for everybody, and it was so fucking expensive.
And time-consuming.
Yeah, totally. So, this year, again, for the third year in a row, we did the grab bag, pull names out of a hat. And I got the wife's brother, the gay one. And so I get the email, and it says what he wants. He wants some nice shirts, maybe dress shirts or casual, you know, medium, 16 size neck. And or DVDs. He'd like Dante's Cove, Season 1, and Brokeback Mountain.
Nice.
So I'm like, well, shit, it's easy. Just go get some videos. So I go everywhere. Nobody's got Brokeback or Dante's Cove. So I go online. So I order Brokeback Mountain and Dante's Cove from Amazon, right? Couple days later, I decided to show a chick at work some nice watch. I decided to buy my wife. So I go on Amazon.com, and I'm clicking around. I go, wait, oh, here we go. And what comes up? Based on your previous selections, we'd like to recommend Queer as Folk, Third Man Out, or Adam and Steve. She's like, what the hell's that? No, wait, let me explain.
It's a long story, but it's about a grab bag. And my gay brother-in-law.
It's about a grab bag. Yeah. So that's my funny Christmas story.
That's out of sight.
Except for the fact on Christmas Day, I decided to come down here and wail on my drums. I'm showing off my electronic set.
And your skills, man. Your skills.
Yeah. But I can only do it with the headphones on. So I drag out the bass amp I got.
So everybody else could hear.
Yeah, they could hear it. No, otherwise it just sound like this. They're like, yeah, what was that?
They could have passed around the headphones.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll set this up and well, I'll come back down. So I set it up and I'm practicing. And I hit the hi-hat and all of a sudden I hear, come out of the amp. And I look and it's smoking and it smells. It's on fire. So I almost had a fire in the basement. We almost lost the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. The basement studio.
Well, we have a backup studio.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that would have been a bummer.
My family would have to move into it because the house burned down. But yeah. So that's what we did this holiday season.
Well, my Christmas Eve I spent with with my side of the family. Christmas Day with the lovely wife's side of the family.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
No.
And,
I didn't hear you.
And then now the rest of the lovely wife's family is coming in from out of town starting today.
Oh, that's why you wanted to come here.
Well, they're
and you got practice tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're all at the in-laws. And then I think 4 or 5 of them are coming and staying at our place for the remainder of the week and weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got that going on. Oh, so I may invite some to practice tomorrow.
Who?
Some out-of-towners.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, if they want to.
Yeah, but we didn't clean. We didn't vacuum.
Yeah, who cares?
Oh,
just tell them not to use the bathroom.
Oh, my God, then, with the black ring of death. Oh.
But if they were to show up, they'd probably just stay for like 3 songs and then head out, you know.
Stay away from the wall.
But they've been wanting to see us, but because they're out of town and the schedules never jive, and we only get like 4 gigs a year.
Right.
Maybe they'll stop by. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. So we got that going on. But
who knew?
The highlight of my Christmas season, John.
Yeah.
My holiday was going to see the movies at the 1150 at Randhurst. the matinee.
What'd you see?
I saw Casino Royale.
Oh, so you couldn't tell me that before?
No.
What'd you see? Oh, it's way too podcast.
I'm
going to
wait. That's right.
Or the web net cast.
Hey, don't show everybody the man behind the mirror, okay? Let's not give all our secrets away.
What
okay,
secret
of how
is that?
We broadcast.
What secret is that?
Casino Royale.
The secret is that we don't talk at all. You walk in. What's up?
Man? The best movie of the year, John.
Why are you saying that?
Because I liked it.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot.
So how did you like the one scene, man?
Oh, the ball buster scene?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, I
was
wincing.
Wasn't that the best?
My knees were coming up, like, to my chin.
Ouch!
Ouch! But he kept his cool.
Was that kick ass or what?
He's like, moving over a little bit to the left.
Yeah, I got an itch. Over the left. What are you laughing at? I'm laughing because... You're going to die scratching my balls.
Guy's a hard ass, but yeah, we already covered totally. Casino Royale. A couple of things, though. Moneypenny, she's pretty much gone now, right? Because he deals right with the top lady.
No. See, you're not getting it. It's what I told you before, man. It's the beginning of
right,
the
it's
Bond
the beginning.
Series.
So he already has access to the very top. Why would he ever deal with a Moneypenny?
A Moneypenny.
In the future.
Oh, I don't know.
When he can break into the head of the organization's house.
Good point, Scott.
So are they going to write Moneypenny back in, or is she not? And what are they going to do now with the series? Are they going to go over, like, Thunderball, Dr. No, Goldfinger? Are they going to redo those, or
no,
are they going to do new ones?
Why would they
ones?
Do that?
I don't know. Well, Sean Connery redid Thunderball. Is Never Say Never.
Thunderballs.
Whatever. Thunderbits. That's what they should have called this one.
Thunderbits.
And the other thing is the babes. You know, I asked you and Zach about the babes, the Bond chicks, and you're like, And I thought she was pretty hot.
Who?
The accountant. If she didn't wear lipstick, if she wore lipstick, ugh. But if she was just didn't have any makeup on, I thought she was attractive.
Yeah, she was all right.
But she, yeah, like you said, she's nowhere near as hot as somebody others.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like Ursula.
Ursula.
And Pussy Galore.
Pussy Galore. On the top.
On the top of.
On the top.
On the top of. Yeah.
Is it on a top off?
I don't know. On a top off. Oh. That's what I always thought her name was.
All right.
Yeah. So I want to go see that movie again.
I went and saw the new Rocky.
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa's.
And hopefully it'll be the last Rocky.
I think so, because the old man, I don't think the old man could take it anymore.
Puerto Rico.
Actually, it was pretty good, man.
That's what
you
I've
know,
heard.
You got a big mouth, you know?
It's getting good reviews.
You know, you just talk too much.
Yeah. It was good. What is it? Did you hear the dog bark?
I heard the dog bark.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
That's right. It stinks.
No, it didn't stink. It was good. It was, the thing about it was, his wife dies. Not in the movie. I mean,
she's already dead,
sorry,
right?
She's dead.
Good. And. I need to see her. Rocky. Too bad that Paulie didn't die either. He's annoying
Paulie's
as hell.
Paulie's great in there. Paulie's great. He is annoying in it, but he's great in it. He's got a black eye, and there's one scene he's got a black eye, and Rocky's got a restaurant, and he goes up to the bar there. It's a little bar right in the front of the restaurant. Hey, Paulie, what happened to your eye? I punched myself in the eye, all right? Why'd you do that? Because it felt good, okay? It was pretty funny.
You know, we should have scripted that
I
so we could have done John and
it.
Scott Theater.
No, Jizz and Skizz Theater?
Jizz and Skizz
Theater. I can't do it. Cause
which one? Stallone? You could do Stallone.
Stallone's easy, but it's Paulie.
Paulie. I could do Paulie. It just sounds like a whiny bitch.
Yo, Rock! But, well, you've probably seen the previews where... There's this young, smart-ass fighter out there, and he's beating everybody. And they do, like, There was like a
computer.
Yeah, but there was like a Sonny Liston and Muhammad Ali. I don't know, some weird. No, it was.
It's like in the Rocky universe.
It was like Muhammad Ali versus what the fuck is his name? Rocky Marciano or something.
Uh huh.
And they did this a long time ago.
They did.
They compared blow to blow,
like in
and
the 80s.
Who would win? Yeah. So they did the same thing with like Rocky, but they had a really cranked up like PlayStation 3 version of Rocky versus this punk, you know.
Oh, where they actually showed you the fight.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, all they did was print out ticker tape.
Yeah, right. This one was like, they're going, his blood squirting out. And sorry. That tastes good. It's like an oyster. So they show that, and everybody's, you know, asking The Rock, what's the deal? And the whole time he's like estranged from his kid, who's now grown up, and he's working in the financial district, and he's trying to get away from his dad because his, you know, dad casts this big shadow everywhere he goes. Everybody's like, "Hey, Rock, what's up? Can I get a signature?" And Rocky witnesses his son getting bitched out by the boss for being late or something. What? What are you doing?
Bitched out by the boss?
Yeah.
Does he cast his own son in the part?
No, it's
good.
It's the guy from Heroes.
Heroes. I've never seen
Heroes.
That yet.
Oh,
I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's a great show. It's one of my favorite shows. But anyway, so he sees his son as like a big cream puff, so he gives him a lecture, which is a pretty good lecture about, it ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and get up and keep moving.
Keep moving. Right.
Right.
Yo.
No doubt.
So.
No. Spider Rico.
And Spider Rico's in it, too. Believe it or not. Spider Rico. He's in it, too.
You saying I got no brains?
Yeah, pretty much. But he works out, and he ends up getting this exhibition bout with this young kid. And he looks pretty good for 60. But he's supposed to be like 50 in there. But he's
58.
Got this, 58, 60. What's the difference?
2 years, I think.
Yeah. Something.
Oh,
like
really?
That.
Whoa!
Sorry. So hey. How many Normans
absolutely
do you give it?
Absolutely. Hey.
I give it 3.5.
3.5 on a 4 Spidey Norman scale?
I thought it was excellent.
That's out of sight.
There wasn't like a whole lot of fighting. It was more like the first one.
Right.
You know, there was
character-driven.
Character, reflection. They showed him in his restaurant. He met up with, you saw a lot more of the lower, whatever, Philly and stuff like that. I don't know, South Philly, whatever it is. Maybe
Fishtown.
E.T. could tell us about it.
Right.
And I thought it was awesome. It was good.
Nice.
And, of course, he drinks the da-da-da, and he starts drinking the eggs and punching the meat. He's boxing the meat.
Boxing the meat.
And then runs up the stairs and all that shit for the last time.
Absolutely.
And then at the end of the movie, while the credits are rolling, they show, like, regular people running up the stairs and putting their fists in the air, and I'm waiting for Eric and Taylor to go up there. I'm watching, waiting for these full sleeve tattooed guys run up. Yeah, but I didn't see him.
Didn't see him. Huh?
No. Sorry about that. Got a cough. Tell you, got a little cough.
You don't have to tell me. Oh. I can hear it. But you did tell me.
And then we went to see. Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum.
With the kids.
I heard that's horrible.
It's good for kids.
Good for kids?
Anus. Yeah, it was totally kid-oriented. It's totally unbelievable.
What's it rated?
PG.
Oh.
I think they say ass or something in it.
You ass?
Yeah. I'll kick your ass. Mickey Rooney, I think, says to Ben Stiller he's going to kick his ass and calls
Mickey
him
Mickey Rooney is still alive?
Yeah. The movie's worth seeing just to see Mickey Rooney fight. and Dick Van Dyke do a flying roundhouse kick and kick Ben Stiller in the chest.
James Brown is dead and Mickey Rooney is still Mickey alive? Rooney.
What are you looking at, Hopscotch? He's coming up to to Ben Stiller's chin, and Ben Stiller's like only 4 foot two. So, Mickey's a munchkin.
Back in the day, Mickey bagged all the hot chicks,
Oh, I
man.
Know. I was watching him in Boys Town the other day. That was on a Christmas day.
Talented guy.
Whitey Ford.
I just heard his voice on Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus?
Fred Astaire.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
All right. What else you got?
Me?
We got
I got
we got a couple of comments.
What I got? I got this. Hold on. Let me see. Is there anything else I got? No, I don't have anything. I got nothing.
I don't know
nothing.
If I read any of the shit, but it said, Mark Spooner says, top show. Jingle Balls. Did I read that? Merry Xmas to you both. Oh, and Phil, of course.
Of course.
I did?
No, oh. I've never heard that.
Remember, it's about the giving, not the receiving. So which of you is the giver and which is the receiver? Love from Bob. Then we
is
got
that way of the Bob.
Yeah. Ooh, then we got sick burn. Ouch! Caught on tape. You got me. Backpedal revoked. Now Paulie will never leave his wife for me. Meddling bastards. That was submitted by Shorts.
Or TWW.
Yeah, I guess.
Or Preston.
I don't know. It just says Shorts. What do you want me to? How do I know? What
so
am I
Preston?
Fucking mind reader?
Preston was the one that
I
wants
don't know.
Paulie B.
I guess.
Oh, Preston has been on our show, too, 2006. I need to put him on the list, Preston.
There you go.
That's right.
Sick and Wrong podcast sent their holiday wishes to us, and so did Spike and Rachel with a hot picture of Rach on our MySpace.
Have you ever listened to Sick and Wrong?
I think a long time ago, yeah.
I haven't. I'll have to listen to it.
Lately. Then we got from Punky, Merry Xmas, chaps. Sorry we don't have time to talk more, but we're too busy counting our money. Submitted by Paulie B. and Tony Trump. Hey, guys, just wanted to wish you both a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope Father Christmas brings the goods for you. I'll be focusing on the forums more in the new year. Things have been a little lax recently, so apologies for that. But that's down to some serious counselor issues. Got to find out what that's up about.
You have any more comments?
Basically, I'm reading it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Basically, I'm looking for... Did I read this one already?
No, I'm just wondering where the comment backing track is.
Oh.
It adds to my enjoyment of the reading of the comments.
I don't have it set up, man.
Oh.
What's your fucking point?
Anyway, basically, I'm looking for a new one because my current one sucks balls. Oh, well. Anyway, got to go. Trying to sort out what I'm doing for my birthday tomorrow. Jesus Christ. It's all cracking off here. Or was that the dog farting again? Love much, the very British Spenny.
The very British Spenny.
So the 23rd, I believe, is her birthday.
Yeah, so we need to know from Spenny, does she get presents that say happy holidays and or Merry Christmas? And happy birthday. Does she get one present that says both those things?
Oh.
Or does she get two individual presents, one for the birthday?
Well, what is she's not
one
the,
for Christmas.
She's not Jesus.
Did I say she was Jesus? What are you saying?
Birthday and Christmas, you know.
Right.
What
birthday?
Is she Jesus? She gets like frankincense and myrrh.
No. What? I do not follow you this evening.
Shut
not
up.
Not at all.
Shut up, ass.
Not at all. Yeah.
Man. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, we got to get something for Spenny, too.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that off air because we want to surprise her.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Swing.
Swing.
We got a call from Way of the Bob. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Merry Christmas, John and Scott, from Bob.
That was beautiful.
That was. That was that George Michael song that makes me want to gouge my goddamn eyes out.
I think that's why he sang it. Here's another one. Another call I received, actually.
Okay.
man, it's me. I saw your post out on the forum that said if I can do a show tonight. No, it's Tuesday night. Is it Tuesday? Is it Monday? I don't even know what fucking day it is, but I can't do it tonight. I can do it tomorrow night. Whatever night that is, tomorrow night, I can do it. You fucking idiot. God damn it. Boy, I can do it. I can do it tomorrow night. I think tomorrow night is Wednesday night. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm for sure that tomorrow is Wednesday night. I can do it Wednesday night. I cannot do it tonight. All right, so give me a call back. Let me know if we can do it. And if we can only do an hour or whatever, just to get something out there that's cool with me, or if you want to do a full show, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, man. Talk to you later.
Dude, man. Dude, you talk about can't follow me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is he babbling on about? And then, God, what the fuck?
I was driving at the time.
And drunk, too,
ironically,
it sounded like.
No. Ironically, you know what pissed me off?
No.
A guy driving talking on the cell phone. But I can drive and talk on the cell phone. Some
That's
idiot was in front of me.
Right.
And I see him on the cell phone, and he stops in the middle of the street, and he starts looking around.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
And you know, John, people, this is really going to be a stressful time for me coming up.
Yeah?
I've thought about this. I've given it some thought. People before cell phones drive me insane.
Insane.
When they can't drive. Now you give them cell phones and the percentage of people who don't know what they're doing on the road is like quadrupled.
Right.
So now any driving anywhere at any time is stressful for me.
Stressful. Stressful.
Much more stressful than ever.
It's out of sight, man. Hello? 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 Yep. Is this mic on?
Of course it is.
This is
out of sight.
On?
I was savoring my wine.
Is this mic on? Hello?
Are you through your glass?
I didn't throw it.
No, are you through?
Almost. Almost.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
All right. How do we get more?
I don't know.
We used to take a break. No.
We'll have to do what Spike does. He just pauses. He said, hold on, pause.
Does he?
And then like a split second later, yeah, I had to pee. Sorry about that.
No, does he for real?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
That's fucked up.
See, and
man.
It's all about this. The time is linear. So we can pause. We can take a 2-day break and come back.
Right.
But to the audience, it's a split second.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right again, Scott.
That's right, John. All right, what else we got? I got some science news. Christmas? I didn't get... Oh, you know what? I got a TV. I got myself a TV.
Oh, yeah, you get that shit Sony.
Yeah, I got the shitty Sony, and I still can't figure it out.
See what I'm saying? It's just, yeah.
So, but I like it.
Are people walking around upstairs?
I think they are, yes.
I don't know if we can do this under this...
I can.
Oh, go.
You can?
Yeah.
Tetanus.
Oh. What do you want to hear, celebrity or science, man? Celebrity or science? What do you got?
Anus.
What do I got?
What do you want to hear? Celebrity or science?
I got a gift for Christmas.
Oh,
you know,
what'd you
my
get?
Wife. She got me a book called Bad President.
Bad President.
Yeah.
Boy, who would that be about?
It's by R.D. Rosen, Harry Pritchett, and Rob Battles. It's funny pictures of the W and then some funny captions underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Which are pretty funny.
It's a picture book?
Yeah, it's a picture book. But then there's like the sad truth. Like, for instance, here, this one says, well, why don't we? I could save it for the politics section.
All right.
Well, I'll read this one part. The sad truth, it says, Fox News Channel CEO Roger Ailes, who once served as media advisor to President Nixon and also served in the Reagan and George H.W. Bush administration, sent a note in 2002 to George Bush advisor Karl Rove suggesting how the administration might maintain public support for its policies. This is from Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
The channel's own support for the administration's policies was evident when on March 23rd, 2003, Fox News reported a huge chemical weapons factory found in southern Iraq. That was in quotes. 3 weeks later, Fox News reported in quotes, weapons-grade plutonium possibly found in Iraq nuclear complex. Neither the factory nor the complex actually existed. A year-long University of Maryland study found that viewers of Fox News, the most-watched 24-hour cable news channel, were more likely than other Americans to believe misinformation about the Iraq war. So there you have it. Viewers of Fox News will believe anything.
Well, and we've talked about that before. Based on your the bias that you bring to the table, you're going to see things completely differently. So when we watch the presidential debates with Kerry and Bush, we brought our own bias to the table. Some would call it bias. I call it common sense. That the W is a goddamn chimp. And he has no right to even be in a debate with anybody, much less the president of the greatest country that ever existed.
Right.
So when we watched it, everything he did proved our conclusion.
Right.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
And then if you're like a Marty or a TP, you watch it, but you have your own mechanism that says, well, no, he's not an idiot. He's
well, wait a minute. How come every time we ask them a question, though, about why you voted, what did he do? Lots of stuff. Why didn't you vote for Kerry? Because he's a jerk. He's an asshole. He's an idiot. But we give good reasons why we think Bush is an idiot.
Right. Well, and that's the one thing that we need to spend a lot of time and money on. We need somebody to grant us money to find out why these people have these preconditions
about... Send your money to Jizz and Skiz, yes, P.O. Box.
About a John Kerry or about somebody who they just... what do you call it? They just... excuse.
Spit it out.
They just, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Apologize for?
They don't apologize for. They dismiss. There you go.
Right.
They dismiss because, oh, he's a jerk.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
But if you ask, well, why or why do you have that, they can't answer you. But if we had some real money, some real research grant, John.
Yeah.
We could find out. We can hook up electrodes to their bits.
Yeah.
And ask the questions.
No doubt, yeah.
Or we could do the James Bond torture. Then we get some answers.
Was that awesome or what? Did you know when they cut the hole in the chair that was going to go down?
I think I did because you made a point of it. Yeah, you said when they cut the hole in the chair.
I knew exactly what was going on. And then he's sitting there naked. God damn it. And then he's able to run and shit again. There's no way you and I could ever run after that.
No. After that, he was in a hospital. He was in a wheelchair. His bits had its own wheelchair. Yeah. He kept coming in and out of consciousness.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then he was in a wheelchair and that chick was all over him. Oh, that's the other thing. My wife, previously, we talked about Han Solo in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Where if I'm a woman, I'm an Indiana Jones kind of guy. She's a Han Solo kind of guy.
Yeah.
Her number one movie character of all time was Han Solo until this movie.
Wow.
Now she's like, hey, you need to get blue contact things.
Yeah.
You need to get hair transplants, do your hair like him.
And you need
I want you to start working out.
Hit your nuts with a big knotted rope.
What I think appeals to my wife is a guy, and this is probably why she is attracted to me, is a guy that can take care of any situation.
Oh, get out of here.
In a overpowering, aggressive, manly kind of way.
I thought men like, you know, how to use jumper cables.
No.
Or something that takes brains.
Actually, that reminds me of a Christmas gift I got, John.
Jumper cables?
Yeah, my wife got me this thing where I plug.
Oh, great.
Like, for instance, let's say my battery dies.
Yeah.
and you come over,
yeah.
I plug one end into your lighter
of
your
car. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
And the other end into my lighter.
It starts a fire.
And then it takes like 5 minutes, and then you start the car.
Yeah, when I start it and hit the gas, and that thing pops out red hot right into your lap, that'll be great. ow. Dude, what's up?
Yeah, but I think that for the same reason she's attracted to me, she's attracted to Devon. It's because here's guy who can handle any situation.
She is not attracted to you.
He's a snappy dresser. He can talk. He's got the gift of gab when he needs it.
Wait a minute. He does not have the gift of gab.
Sure he does.
He barely talked in this movie.
Are you kidding me? He completely seduced the accountant.
Must have been something I drank. What the hell's that?
He was drugged. Yeah, so the other thing I noticed about Bond is he was a snappy dresser.
Bond.
So I'm going to be...
He was not a snappy dresser. The chick had to snap him up.
Nah, that was like ultra snappy. I'm talking about casual wear. He had nice casual wear.
She laughed at his casual wear. He's like, what the hell's that?
What are you talking about?
You can't wear that shit. Do you have a tux? Oh, what the tux?
I don't know. Do we see
the
same
what
movie?
The tux?
It says tongue piercing.
Oh, there was one scene where he was swimming.
Yeah.
And he like came out of the water.
Yeah.
And he stood up. And his hair was all slicked back.
Yeah.
And it accentuated his ears.
Yeah.
Like sticking out like a dwarf. Yeah, they should have cut that out.
I thought you were going to say his hair slicked back looked like my big bald head. So that's why my wife loves me.
No.
My wife loves me.
Yeah.
She's really attracted to me.
Oh, she still listens to the podcast. I didn't think
she
had time anymore.
I didn't mean to say that. Please don't call me.
And she says her favorite.
Yell at me.
Favorite part of the podcast is when you make fun of my ape-like arms.
See, that's what I love about your wife. And mine, too. They can really make fun of us a lot and be funny about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, some wives are just annoying. But our wives are actually clever when they make fun of us.
Yes.
Ever tell you that story what my wife did to me?
No.
I always do this joke where we're driving.
No, really? You always do a joke over and over again?
Hey, what did one female ornament say to the other as they were hanging on the tree?
I don't know.
Hey, I heard the stockings were hung. That's the lamest joke ever.
That is.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'll be telling that one next year. So be prepared.
Oh, I'll be prepared.
No, but I goof around, like in the car driving, you know, she'll be driving and I'll go, oh my God. And I'll grab the dashboard and she'll like hit the brakes and freak out. And one night we're driving in Arizona and it's really dark. You know, you've been there. It gets really dark on it's pitch black at night. No lights anywhere. So we're driving on this kind of frontage road going to a Mexican restaurant. And she's on the left, it's on the left side of the road. And so as we're coming around this turn, kind of going left, you could see the cars. What are you doing?
Shuffling papers? No.
All right.
I'm right here, man.
There's a car coming the other direction, but it's on the main road, but it looks like it's coming towards us. And I go, hey, man, you're on the wrong side of the road. Look out, it's coming at us. And she steers off the road onto the gravel.
I go, a funny practical joke, John.
I go, I'm just kidding. She is so pissed at me.
I would be too.
We pull in the parking lot. She won't talk to me. We go in the restaurant. We're having a nice meal, drinking a shitload of margaritas. And I'm like, come on, I was just kidding. And she kind of lightens up a little bit, and we're having some small talk. And we're about 14 margaritas later, and we're driving back. And I'm talking to her, and I'm telling some funny story or whatever. And she goes, oh, my God, and slams on the brakes. And my face comes centimeters from the dashboard. If it wasn't for the seatbelt saving me, my face would have hit the dashboard. I'm like, what? What? She goes, how do you like it?
Nice.
Nice, huh?
That is
it's
nice.
It's out of sight.
That reminds me of a story. You know TP, he's been one of our guests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was driving. I refused to let him drive. He's the worst driver in the world. So I made him get in my car, and we're driving. We're going somewhere, I don't know.
Wait, let me get some driving music going.
But I put my belt on. Yeah. You know, got to lead the example for the kids. He does not put his belt on. So we're driving. Some guy blows through a red light right in front of us, and I have to lock him up. And Tony, his whole body went into the windshield. Like his head hit my mirror, and then his head slid over in front of where I am, and his knees and his feet hit the other side of the windshield, and he kind of rolled back. And I'm like, dude, man, are you all right? And now he wears his seatbelt.
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
When he drives with me.
Oh my God.
He fucked up my mirror.
And he probably yelled at you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So he wears a seatbelt now. All right, John, you want to blow through celebrity or science news? Pick one or the other. Celebrity, science. Celebrity,
I love the science.
The science news. All right, we got a lot of pot news. A lot of pot news and science. Well, actually, no. Let me start with a story about scientists are investigating the evolution of double penises. Many spiders, dragonflies, shrimp, lizards, snakes have two penises, but a particular earwig species has a strong preference for its right penis.
Put two of them up your ass.
Differences among earwig species suggest males originally had two penises, but as they increasingly favored the right one, the less preferred left penis disappeared altogether.
And give me four chicken McNuggets.
Now, some people think that the behavioral changes can drive evolution, not just the other way around.
Oh.
Translation, use it or lose it.
Nice.
No doubt. And John, what if we had, we talked about this before. We all came from black people.
Yeah.
White people is a genetic mutation.
Yeah.
But when we were black people, did we have two penises? And
right.
We favored the right one? And the left one went away? Could be.
It could be.
Because if they dig up a skeleton, you're not going to find a penis bone, John.
Right.
Because there's no bones in the penis.
No, that's right. That's right. It just fills up with blood.
Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, and that reminds me, if you want to listen to the latest Spike and Rachel, he tells a story about getting a blowjob that led to bleeding.
All right.
Almost to death.
Nice.
All right, then. That's Spike and Rachel. Getting back to science news, we're going to get into pot science news, John. A policy report says marijuana has become America's biggest cash crop.
Wow.
Estimated market value, $36 billion per year, more than corn and vegetables combined.
Nice.
The author favors legislation, but the government hasn't disputed the figures. Author's argument, permit, regulate, and tax pot like tobacco. Government's rebuttal. Legalizing every country's biggest cash crop would mean coca in Colombia and opium in Afghanistan.
Oh, you guys can speed, man.
No doubt.
Nice.
Next pot story, John.
Hijo de la chingada. Is that a joint, man?
Synthetic pot may be the most broadly effective treatment for pain, anxiety, and depression in cancer patients. Findings, patients treated with the drug experience significantly more pain reduction than patients treated with standard therapy.
Two, their scores for drowsiness, tiredness, appetite, and well-being were stable, while scores for other patients declined. Three, their depression and anxiety were also reduced significantly, unlike other patients. Arguments for these drugs known as cannabinoids, John. One.
Thank you, Scott.
No other drug is as broadly effective. Number two, alternative drugs are riskier, more expensive, and more addictive.
Right.
Number three, cannabinoids have no street value since they don't deliver the toxic effects of smoking pot.
It's dog shit.
Side effects include drowsiness, munchies, and euphoria. Last story, last science story. Pot, the marijuana, John, the Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Has been genetically altered to defeat drug warriors. A new hybrid called Colombians is showing up all over Mexico. Here's the improvements, John. Number one, the plants mature in about 2 months and can be planted at any time of year.
Wow. Drugs and alcohol.
So authorities will no longer be able to time raids to coincide with twice yearly harvest. Number
wow.
two, yields are so high that traffickers can now produce as much marijuana on a plot the size of a football field
and that's the truth.
As they used to harvest in 10 to 12 acres. And
no
number three,
in my mind.
The plant's roots survive if they are doused with herbicide.
Nice.
Agricultural technology will feed the world, John. and it just goes to show you.
How's it going?
When you talk about internet development, internets. Development and
yeah.
technology
yeah.
and cutting edge,
yeah.
you look to porn sites.
I hear there's rumors.
When you talk about
internets.
Agriculture technology cutting edge, you look to the pot growers,
right.
baby. That's the way it works.
No
it's
doubt.
It's always the vices. That are the on top.
That's why it doesn't make sense to
cutting edge technology
to make it illegal.
It doesn't
to
make
criminalize
sense.
Criminalize it. Don't
no.
criminalize it.
Stupid.
Stupid.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
All right. I got a little bit of celebrity news, or we can move right on to politics, John.
Hey, what's whatever's up your ass?
Let's see. Lohan. I'll just read one celebrity story. Now, last podcast, I said that Lindsay Lohan is
yeah.
dead to me.
Dead to you.
Dead to me.
Dead to us.
And I don't know if you remember, John, but we did a top 10 doables of all
yeah,
time.
Right.
And the thing about that is time and place based solely on physical attraction,
right.
physical appearance. Because the minute any of these women start to talk, they become unattractive
right.
to me. And this Lindsay Lohan, she had her chance.
Lindsay
she had
Lohan.
Her chance with you and me, John.
That's right.
But she blew it.
Poor.
Because all she does is suck the bottle.
Bitch.
And write stupid emails. Anyway, Lindsay suffers for her art. Lindsay Lohan faces
what?
An uncomfortable movie shoot after preparations for her latest role. Do you know what her latest role is?
That's complete bullshit.
Do you know what her latest role is,
no.
John? As a pole.
Suck my... Cock.
As a pole dancer.
Pole licker.
So she was practicing for her role as a pole dancer.
Pole a dancer.
And she was left covered in bruises. The
what?
Actress has been taking striptease lessons for a
Wait
professional.
A but she's supposed to dance on the pole, not ram it up her sphincter.
Ahead of filming I Know Who Killed Me, but is now regretting the hands-on research.
Oh.
Get this. She sends an email. She should stop sending emails, John. In an email sent to friends, Lohan moans, so 3 hours of pole dancing and bruised everywhere. I mean, we're talking like upper and inner thigh action bruised. So not only when she talks does she say like, but she puts
yeah.
like in her emails.
Hard fucking?
Like a walking black and blue mark. I mean, really, though, really? I don't know it was actually possible to have bruises in such areas of the body.
Slow down.
Strippers,
I'm gonna
dude. I tell you, I really respect them
yeah.
now.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you. Spokesman Leslie Sloan Zelenick confirms to Page6.com. She's been in rehearsals for a film. And has been taking classes. Her character is a stripper, and she now realizes that the job isn't easy. We should give these women credit.
Oh, yeah.
Lohan
give
faces another 5 weeks of discomfort while she completes a movie. First of all, stop sending goddamn emails because you're as stupid as all get out. You're almost as stupid as goddamn Jessica Simpson. And it's ruining it for me, John.
No doubt. It's ruining it.
And quit complaining because you're you get paid to act.
Right.
Nobody who does real work for a living wants to hear some bitch moan about how hard her fucking job is. That she's paid to act. She's paid to pretend, John.
Right. Right, Scott. Again.
Again.
Right. That's again, all I Scott. Have for celebrity news, John.
Pet the anus.
All right.
I know Phil is coming by as a short newscast. But before Phil, was that him? Before he gets here,
it's like you say it, and then there he is.
I have one political story, John.
Okay.
The armed forces are already struggling to meet recruiting goals. Recruiting goals are considering expanding the number of non-citizens in the ranks, John. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't.
Including disputed proposals to open recruiting stations overseas and putting more immigrants on a fast track to U.S. citizenship if they volunteer.
Vladimir Putin.
You haven't heard that?
No, I did not hear that.
Well, John.
That's crazy.
Now, what do we know about the W? He's a history major, right? He majors in history.
This is what we know about him.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
So the W, the history major, must not study his history.
No.
Because the Roman Empire used this tactic,
John.
Oh,
did they?
I think.
In the latter years of the empire, before it
fell. Crumble.
Right.
Yeah.
The Roman army was made up of foreigners from provinces distant to Rome who gained Roman citizenship after completing their term of service. This raises several questions, John, like why is the U.S. following the Roman Empire example that failed?
Wrong.
Maybe it's because George W.'s middle name should be George Failure Bush.
Right.
Maybe that's why.
George F.
Take it back!
This exact reason was noted as one of the reasons for the Roman downfall, as the non-citizens were not as willing to fight to defend the Roman homeland.
Right, that's right. There's no, wait a minute. That's a little different. These people are hired to fight for Iraq, right?
Right.
Not to fight for the U.S., because it's obvious that they're not fighting for the U.S.
No. They're saying,
fuzzy math.
Hey, forget the HB, forget the visa process. You want to become an American citizen?
Sign up
and put 2 years in Iraq and you'll be a U.S. citizen. Yeah.
That needs to be fixed.
The Roman Empire tried this crap how many years ago and they fell, John.
What do they do it for?
What do who do for?
What? Are they? They're signing up for just the citizenship or something else?
Well, I would think just the citizenship, right?
Well, it could be.
In return for money.
It could be. I don't know.
Or maybe.
Rocket, touch it. Don't touch it.
Who knows how the W thinks?
I gave her white hair.
I don't know. But the thing is, since the Democrats have taken office, taken the Senate back, and it's like.
Pardon me?
Iraq is not even in the forefront anymore. And the W is incompetence. I mean, this guy's fucking overwhelmed.
I know.
Why don't people keep talking about this?
I don't know. Maybe it's...
It's fuzzy math.
It could be fuzzy math, John.
I think it's perfectly reasonable. That is your right.
That is your right.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
All right, man.
All right.
I see it all the time. When-
Let me go get the door.
All right. You going?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
All right. You're pretty heavy-footed, dude.
Think Phil's still out there?
I hope so. Oh, she's still ringing.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hey! Hey, what's up, man? Come on back.
Come on.
All right, I'm back.
That's fast, dude.
I am fast.
All right, Phil, get his shit on, would you? Got his headphones?
Yeah, he's got his shit together. Can't you mute his mic until he gets his shit together?
I have a special mic. Dude, come on. Gentlemen. Hold on. Whoa. All right. You settled down, man? Easy in that chair.
Well, yes, I'm settled in your fine pleather furniture.
It's that pleather.
Ready to give the news. How was your holiday, John and Scott?
It was great.
Yeah, mine was all right. How about you, Phil?
Merry Christmas.
Mine was okay. Thank you for asking. Of course, I do not celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah because I am half Jewish.
I celebrate Saturnalia.
Oh, I love Saturnalia.
Or the winter solstice.
Wonder what Scientologists celebrate.
Yeah, I celebrate
Whoa. Is that Devon? Is that Alfie?
It's not Alfie.
It's not Alfie.
I came from the Kevin Matthews show, man. I'm stealing this shit. Hold on a minute.
Ooh, what was that? What happened there?
I don't know what happened.
Holy
technical difficulty. We had some technical.
Hell no. Why do you mess with the John, man? Shut up. Yeah. Hell no. I just thought I'd stop and say hello. I'm going on vacation, motherfuckers. Bye-bye. Why are you playing my music yet?
Where are you going? Where are you headed? On vacation, so I know not to go there.
I'm going to the Bahamas, man.
Oh, you'll fit right in down there.
Oh, hell yeah. I got some dreadlocks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. You got the ganja down there? You got some ganja?
Oh, yeah. We got the
little
ganja.
Little Rastafarian?
Hold on. Let me fire some up here, man. All right? Here we go.
Ooh. Cool.
Oh, hell yeah. I gotta go now.
All right, man.
Nice to see y'all.
Nice to see you, too.
Have a happy new year. Say hi to all your listeners for me, will you?
Will do.
All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Elfie.
See ya. Take care, motherfucker.
That's the stupidest thing ever. All right, go ahead, Phil. Oh, do you need the music?
Of course, Sean. All right. Play my intro.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
I was doing it in stereo.
Talk about dead air.
I'm Jizz.
Chaz Offut. Offnut. Chaz Offnut, a fixture on Cumberland Radio since 1959, collapsed and died Tuesday morning during his popular morning show. Broadcast at WTBO. Offnut, 66, was stricken as he was speaking on air. I was listening to Chaz. He just said the time 20 minutes after 8, and all of a sudden I heard a noise. And then there was just nothing.
Nothing.
Said Joanne Van, mother of Jim Van, one of Offnut's fellow DJs. The mic was open and I heard somebody say, Chaz! Then I heard them call 911. Then Jimmy called and gave me the bad news. People will miss Chaz. He was a wonderful man.
He's a wonderful man.
The station's general manager, Richard Cromwell, said the value of Offnut show for WTBO was priceless, John. Next story.
Nice.
Whoa! PBS to air a Muppet special, When Parents Are Deployed, in which Elmo's father is sent to Iraq.
Shut up. No word
on when the Ernie and Bert Don't Ask, Don't Tell special will air. Next story, John. Asshat arrested for DUI continues to drink beer while being arrested. Police say that a man that pulled over for driving drunk, continued to swig his beer during his arrest.
Swig it?
Patrick Allen, 35, faces numerous charges after his arrest Monday night, the fourth time he's been arrested for driving while intoxicated. Police say he hit two other cars and initially refused to stop when officers tried to pull him over. When he finally stopped, Allen alleged continued to drink a 40-ounce bottle of beer, telling officers, "You can charge me with whatever you want. It's not going to stop me from drinking and driving." Next story, John.
Was that the W? Easy. Is that Scott?
No, that was me. There. Sorry about that, Phil.
That's quite all right. Study on elderly mice.
study on elderly, my show's shot, effects of jet lag are worse than we thought.
Oh, yeah.
In related news, mice also complain that there's not enough leg room, the food sucks, and they wish the baby mouse sitting behind them would shut the fuck up. Ah! Next story, John.
Idiot. You suck, Phil. Did you write that?
Parasitic infection makes men less attractive to women, while in women, it makes them more attractive to men.
You mean there's somebody else named Paris?
Parasitic infection, John. A common parasite parasitic. Can increase a woman's attractiveness to the opposite sex, but also makes men more stupid. An Australian research says about 40% of the world's population is infected with Toxoplasma gondii, including about 8 million Australians. Human infection generally occurs when people eat raw or uncooked meat that has cysts containing the parasite, or accidentally ingest some of the parasite's eggs extracted by an infected cat. I'm sorry, excreted by an infected cat. The parasite is known to be dangerous to pregnant women as it can cause disability or abortion of an unborn child, and can also kill people whose immune systems are weakened. Until recently, it was thought to be an insignificant disease in healthy people, said the University of Technology infectious disease researcher Nikki Bolter said. But new research has revealed its mind-altering properties.
Yeah, so you want to stay away from that pussy.
Next story, John.
Right.
Study finds most men in Britain and Tony Hearn would rather watch television than sleep with their wives.
What?
Men would rather watch TV in bed than have sex, a survey claims. They also spend more time reading, talking, and working under the sheets than romping. Telly topped the list with sex in the sixth spot. Even playing computer games came in higher than Nookie on the list of men's most frequent bedtime antics. But women listed sex higher on their list, second only to reading in bed. The company survey said. Body language expert Flick Everett said,
"It doesn't surprise me that women want more sex than men. It's a myth that men have a bigger sexual appetite."
No doubt.
Next story, John. Priest grabs teenage boy who was exploring his rectory. A Roman Catholic priest tackled a teenage boy he found rummaging through the church rectory Tuesday, foiling a theft attempt, police said.
Rectum.
The intruder and another man escaped briefly. That's funny, John. But police officers used a description by the Reverend Noah Casey to track and arrest them. Casey confronted the intruders at 1:30 a.m. when he found them inside an office at the rectory of St. John's Catholic Church across the street from the RCA Dome in downtown Indianapolis. Next story, John.
All right.
Here's some statistics. In 2006, 93.2 billion donated to religious organizations, John.
No.
38.6 billion donated to education. And the only thing I can say, John, is what is our children learning? Next story, John. Man charged with assault on confined person for passing bad gas on a cellmate.
Oh.
And this is our last story tonight.
Oh.
His name is Brian Boogerman, but the Nebraska inmates make it a nickname more like Jack the Ripper after constantly blasting his cellmate with flatulence. Boogerman, 38, is now charged with assault on a confined person for allegedly passing gas repeatedly, resulting in a fight at the Lincoln County Jail. Next page.
Wow.
Guards were first alerted to the problem December 14th when inmate Jesse Doris began banging on his cell door, screaming he wanted out of his cell. Doris couldn't stand Boogerman's bad gas, said Sheriff Jerome Kramer. Just a side note, John. What does good gas smell like?
Right.
Doris told the jailers that he had complained to Bergman for 2 days, calling it rude, the paper reported. He said he had even tried to stay at the other end of the cell block, but that Boogerman had insisted in passing gas near him on multiple occasions.
Oh.
Doris was finally moved to a different cell out of no shot of Boogerman, but the afternoon while inmates were lining up for dinner, Boogerman reportedly got next to Doris, backed up to him, and broke wind once again.
Oh.
That sparked a fight between the pair, with Bergerman striking Doris in the head, causing the right side to bounce off the cell bars. Deputies investigating this couple said it wasn't long before they knew they had a case that stunk. They smelled a liar but quickly sniffed out who was guilty. According to one source, it was an airtight case. Boogerman, who was originally served a 90-day sentence for violating a protection order, could get 5 more years and fines of up to $10,000 if convicted of his latest foul.
Oof.
And that's the news,
all
John.
Right. By the way, Phil, I heard on the radio today that somebody was talking about, it was just in the news, that the age of consent in Washington, D.C. is 16 years of age.
That's correct, John. You didn't have to hear the news. You could have just asked me that. I know the age of consent for every of the 50 states.
Of the states.
And also for different countries around the world. For example, the age of consent, John, in India is 14.
It's 7.
And the age of consent in Vietnam is 13, John.
Nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
I just wanted to say that because I think that's how Furman's going to get off. Furman. I mean Foley. Did I say Furman? Who the
you
fuck
said
is Furman?
Mark Furman.
Oh, Mark Furman.
Of course, the infamous Mark Furman.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Phil.
Well, thank you for having me, and, right. And thank you for engaging me in conversation after the news. You've never really done that before, and it makes me feel like part of the team.
Right.
But I do have to go.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, then.
Take care.
Oh, sure.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Look ass.
Why does he always say that crap?
I don't know.
What an ass.
Hey, are we going to have a holiday party this year?
What do you mean?
You know, like last year we had a holiday party. We invited all of our employees.
Oh.
We have about 50 employees.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I never see them. They're always, you know, they're very quiet.
They are very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Maybe we'll have a holiday party. We're still working on the time machine.
Yeah.
That's really, it's difficult for me to diagnose the problem when I don't have a computer.
Yeah, you're so technical.
Yes. It is a technical issue. I don't know if it's a hardware issue. I think it's a software issue, John.
Right, right.
But I don't have a computer to diagnose it. But hopefully we can get the time machine back up and running. Because we have a Toronto Film Festival to go to.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right, Scott. Right again.
That's right, John.
Jizz and Skizz.
That's Jizz us. And Skizz. And if we had it working for Christmas, we could have gone back to the real nativity to see what was going on there.
Right, right. But we can't interact.
Yeah. It's all fucked up.
Can't interact.
We'll try to get that fixed.
Screw up the grandfather clause or whatever.
I don't know what we're thinking. We have a relationship with God. I could just talk to him.
Right. Why don't you give him a call?
And he could just fix it for us. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I don't know.
We'll see. Did I hear my name?
Yes, you did, God.
Of course. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Are you walking in? Hold on.
No, I'm just settling my ass on your leather couch.
You never know when God's going to show up.
No, you never do. You just never know, do you?
No, I don't.
But what was that? Scott was talking about something. What was he?
He was talking about going back in time to the nativity. Via your expertise, utilizing your powers.
That is one big question. Right. Yes, of course I knew what Scott was talking about. I just wanted your audience to be aware of it as well.
Right.
But if you need help with the time machine, let me know. I love to tinker around.
Yeah, that'd be great.
With stuff. You know, because you read a story earlier tonight, and Scott postulated that... man, at one time, may have had two penises. And that's not entirely correct. A man actually had three penises.
He did.
Yeah, but because he only had two hands, only two of them survived. You know, evolution, the whole,
right.
the whole deal.
Yeah.
Based on behavior and natural selection.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for coming, God.
Well, hold on. I got an email.
No, take care. Thanks
from
for
one
coming.
Of your fans. Hold on.
All right, God with the news.
One of the TTN fans.
Something hot off the Jesus teletype.
Emailed me, and I thought I could help him out. He All asked right. me what causes brain freeze. Oh. Are you familiar with brain freeze,
oh, yeah.
John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Has it ever occurred to you, brain
oh, yeah.
freeze?
I wonder all the time.
When you drink a cold drink, cold, you get a headache.
Yeah, like a Slurpee.
Well, brain freeze is a pain sometimes inflicted by devouring something cold, John, like ice cream or a cold beverage, maybe a strawberry daiquiri. Often very quickly, the reaction is obviously triggered by the cold ice cream or beverage.
Right.
Now, coming into contact with the roof of the mouth, it triggers nerves that the brain, the nerves, you know, they go to the brain.
Right.
Pardon
easy,
me,
easy,
I have
God.
A little bit of a cough.
Easy, easy there, God.
Oh, sorry about that.
You all right?
Yes, getting back to the brain has the impression then that of a very cold environment.
Right.
So you're actually kind of tricking your brain and saying, I've gone from 80 degree tropical weather to an Arctic abyss,
right.
so to speak. So your brain reacts this way. It tries to heat itself up. It tries to heat itself up and the blood vessels start to swell because it sends blood.
Right.
to the brain, which causes a headache-like pain. It usually lasts about 30 seconds. Now, the temperature change in the roof of the mouth has a rather drastic effect, John, and this is why the brain freeze often occurs on warm days. The pain, and here's the real power of the Lord, is known is where I give the answer. Okay, so I've detailed what the issue is. Now I'm going to give you the solution.
All right.
One solution is not to drink cold stuff on warm days. The other solution is if you do get brain freeze, the pain can be relieved by putting the tongue, your tongue, John, to the roof of your mouth,
no.
which logically, of course, will heat it up.
That is one big pile of shit.
And there you have it. So I hope I've answered your question from that email.
Thank you, God.
I got from a TT listener.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So just to fill you in on what I'm up to, Jesus had another birthday. So we had a party. And we had a lot of people over. I'm sorry.
Did you pick up some hose in the Escalade?
Of course, always. Actually, for Jesus' party, we have the hose delivered, you know,
oh,
so we
yeah,
don't have
yeah.
to go anywhere.
Right.
We like to rent out Gibsons.
Do they wash his feet and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
That's out of sight.
Whatever he wants, because he's my boy. You know?
Number one son.
I'll have to admit I do spoil him.
Yeah, here, let me give you some powers. Let's walk on water.
All right, then.
No, I don't mean us, you pothead.
Of course, I'm just trying. I'm just working on my comedic
oh,
timing.
Oh, I see.
Tete anus.
All right, well, thanks for coming, guys.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And if you ever want me to come back again.
All right.
Or if you want me to round up Satan, let me know. Because
see, bring
him
by.
You know, he was at the party too. He's he brings the devil's water and and all the drugs, which really spice up the party,
right? In the hose.
And,
all right.
You know, Satan also gives us the homosexuals, and without them, I mean, who would decorate for the party? I don't
right,
know.
Right, right.
That's
Are you
right.
a Peter Pepper?
What's your fucking
All right, well, thanks for calling.
All right, then, I will leave on a great wind.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, God. Bye. Bye, Lord.
Why do I have a headache without the brain freeze?
I don't know. Does God channel through you or something?
No.
Because you don't talk at all through the whole...
It is pretty overwhelming. When God used to show up, he used to show up in your room.
Right.
So, but now he shows up in here.
Yeah.
And it really is. I'm speechless.
It's really bright.
Yeah, it's really bright.
I have to close the door.
I didn't bring my sunglasses. Maybe I have a headache. But it's really, it leaves me speechless, John.
Yeah.
Speechless.
I hear you, man. Well, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
We're at an hour 15. We did a long one.
It's a good one.
Just a one-parter.
A one-shotter. One-shot. We're going to put it out in stereo.
In stereo.
Nice.
Wait, we should do a stereo thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa.
In stereo. Isn't in stereo.
How about that? In stereo.
That's out of sight.
In stereo.
In stereo. There we go. Say it, Scott.
Stereo.
Stereo.
Oh, I had a poopy story, but I can't remember it.
You did?
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Was it a personal poopy story? Was it a, yeah. You got a monster voice, Scott. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Stereo monster.
How about that? How about that? That's a stereo sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Whoa.
We're in stereo. Jizz and skizz in stereo. 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 Easy. Whoa. We're in stereo. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. When we're back.
When we're back. It's Jizz and Skizz.
In the new year, 2007.
That's right.
Until we're coming at you with episode 81.
Yeah, thanks for listening here. Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skizz.
And thanks to all the emails, phone messages, and forum entries.
No doubt.
We really appreciate the fan feedback.
Yes,
and we look forward to having many new guests in the year 2007.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
And we're waiting impatiently by our phone for Adam Curry to call us, aren't we, John?
That's right. Yes. I want to be on the Adam Curry show.
Right.
Please call us. We'll be in stereo.
I'm Adam Curry.
And I'm from you're not.
Norway.
Please call Jizz and Skizz.
I was an MTV DJ. I don't know if you know that. But I dress like a total douche.
Oh, leave him alone.
Some call me the Podfather.
The Podfather.
Yes.
We sound like radio assholes, don't we?
We are radio assholes.
Yes, we are. All right, well, thanks for listening. Please call us on the TTN hotline. Call us right now at 847-TTN-JIZZED or 847-886-4493. 847-TTN-JIZZED. We're Jizz and Skizz. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skizz.
And we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.